Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Support WrestleTalk!
Give us a subscribe.
Hey everybody, I'm John Cena.
Hey, it's professional wrestler Colt Boom Boom Cabana.
Hey, I'm Double J Jeff here.
And this is Rick Swan.
Matt Riddle, the King of Rose.
I'm Rocco Cinco Romero.
David Starr.
Support WrestleTalk.
You are watching WrestleTalk.
Congratulations, you got here. Now, subscribe and support
WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk and please subscribe now.
Support WrestleTalk. Do it.
Support Ollie.
Support Luke.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk.
Because we talk about wrestling, and I like it.
Support WrestleTalk.
Go subscribe.
Support WrestleTalk. Home of Luke Owen. Whatever WrestleTalk is, and whoever Luke Owen is, both the Ravens. Nevermore.
WrestleTalk. Rumble. Now and live.
It's WWE Survivor Series 2019 predictions time. I'm Ollie Davis. This is El Fakeador Laurie Blake. Over there is the other one, Lou Cohen.
Cheers.
Please press the thumbs up button, give us a subscribe, leave a comment down below with your predictions for this Sunday's pay-per-view, and go over to WrestleTalk's Patreon page, become a pledge hammer, so you can participate in Wrestle League Season 4. Wrestle League Season 3 is coming to a climax at Survivor Series.
The raging climax.
Oh, it's so hard! And then Season 4 will begin all the way through to Royal Rumble, which is where we total up all of the WWE, NXT, New Japan pay-per-views, which will, of course, include January's
Wrestle Kingdom.
Double header there. It's over two nights.
Indeed, we've got Impact. We've got a show as well. We've got Hard to Kill.
Yep. So we'll have all of that, and you make all your predictions. And the overall leaderboard of the fans, of the Pledge Hammers, we're in there as well. But the winner gets a Wrestle League trophy emoji trophy. This is the office one, currently held by Randy Andy Datsun. What is the current standings, Luke?
So the current standings are that Laurie is leading Season 3 currently with 49 points, but just behind him are Randy Andy Datsun with 47 points and myself also with 47 points. And then at the bottom of that table, it's Ollie with 44 points. And Chopper Pete Quinnell with 43.
Whoa.
Don't call it a comeback for Chopper Pete Quinnell. He's been last for the entire run of this season.
You could be about to be chop set.
Yeah.
A massive chop set.
Chop set of match.
Chop set.
Chop mate.
But Pete's made an incredible comeback. He made an incredible comeback from Full Gear. And Ollie didn't do as well. Mm. And as such, you're now only 1 point ahead of him with two shows left to go.
Let's not put all the credit on Pete here. Let's also put the credit on my spectacular downfall. It's not just Pete doing well. It's me doing bad.
Yeah.
Mm. Pete this, Pete that. What about Ollie?
There's a chance where you can make the big comeback, though, because last year you basically predicted Survivor Series perfectly.
You did. That's right, you did.
So this is your show.
Yeah. I chose Raw.
They've added it. They've made it difficult because SmackDown is now the bigger, more like financially viable show, yeah. And NXT is also in the mix, so you don't necessarily want to completely dick on them.
Well, I can tell you right
hope.
Now.
Yeah.
I'm not picking a single NXT.
No?
I might pick what I'm going
to
give myself
one. You have to
pick
one in the first match.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there is one just NXT match. So you have to pick an NXT there.
No, I'm gonna say there's a non-finish.
It's Seth Rollins.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Surprise.
So, of course, Season 3 climaxes with Survivor Series. But Everyone's Survivor Series predictions will count towards the start of season four. So get over to Pledgehammer, to Patreon, to get involved. Luke, take us away.
Well, let's kick off with that NXT Championship match. It was announced during the week that Adam Cole will be defending the NXT Championship against the winner of the triple threat match that takes place at NXT TakeOver War Games the night before between Pete Dunne, Killian Dane, and Damian Priest. So at the moment, it is Adam Cole versus TBA. I'll be honest, TBA will be said a lot on this because, you know, it's this Sunday and this card is still not full. So it's a lot of TBA, and this is one of those TBA matches.
It's vacant.
Well, I mean, NXT's got a hell of a strong lineup because they've got 10 vacants in their tag matches. But yeah, so it is Adam Cole defending against either Pete Dunne, Killian Dane, Damian Priest. Ollie Davis, what say you?
Adam Cole. Bay.
Adam Cole.
But I think it will be a great match.
I wasn't saying Adam Cole. Sorry, Dave.
Do I get a... Is that a bonus prediction?
Yeah.
Well, it'll be a great match.
I feel the bonus prediction is which one of these lot is it?
But I guess we're well, no, because that'd be the War Games one. I was going to say the bonus one, we could do Will Ronda Rousey.
Who did you say for War Games?
I said Pete Dunne.
I would say Pete Dunne, yeah. God, what a match that's going to be.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah,
give that some time. Give that 15 minutes. 15, 20 minutes, and it's going to be absolutely fire emoji.
5 minutes, get out there, defend your stupid belt.
Or...
defend your plastic title.
Or it's going to be on the pre-show, and it's going to get the 205 Live treatment.
Oh, that's every chance that could happen, actually.
And, you know, the pre-show doesn't count, so an NXT victory can happen, as we saw with SmackDown last year, when the New Day won for SmackDown.
They did. Lost win. So, up next, it is a triple threat matches, one of three triple threat matches between champions. It is Raw Tag Team Champions, the Viking Raiders, versus SmackDown Tag Team Champions, the New Day, versus NXT Tag Team Champions, the Undisputed Era. Laurie Blake, I'm going to come to you first.
Vikings.
Going with VR Troopers. I'm also going VR Troopers. Oliver Davis.
New Day.
New Day.
I'm coming for you, Laurie. I'm coming up there.
I think it could be the New Day, but I just feel like the Viking Raiders are a bit more protected.
Yeah, I agree with that one. That's why I'm going with the Viking Raiders on this one. Like you, I do actually have one NXT pick for these triple threats.
What?
And in fact, actually...
Do you want it to be this one?
No, it's not going to be this one, but I was thinking I might... Because I'll come back to that. At the moment, I'm sticking with VR Troopers. Right. Up next, it's our next... triple threat match. It is United States Champion AJ Styles representing Raw versus Intercontinental Champion Shinsuke Nakamura representing SmackDown versus North American Champion Roderick Strong representing NXT. So I think that this is why I was a bit umming and ahhing over the Viking Raiders one, because I think that AJ is winning this because you've got the Carrillo match happening on Raw the following night. So you don't want AJ taking a loss going into that match, even if he's not the one that's pinned. I don't think they've got big plans for Shinsuke Nakamura at any point in time. And what do they benefit by giving Roderick Strong the win? I don't know if they know who he is. So,
well, that's
isn't
it.
Isn't he from Sesame Street? Yeah. Isn't he the referee in WWE 2K20?
Well, I'm going AJ Styles.
Okay, I'm also going AJ. You're going AJ.
I am sadly also going AJ.
AJ. So
no confidence in Shinny Nax.
No,
poor old Shinsuke Nakamura.
Shinny Nax needs to come back.
Honestly, I'd have put money down that he wouldn't be champion going into Sunday.
Mm.
I would have put money down that it was The Miz. Like the WWE put this match on, they were like, nah, let's put The Miz in there.
That's way too exciting. Just like they did with The Revival.
Exactly.
Not that The New Day are a bad team. It's just there was something about Raiders Revival era as just this different generations of NXT.
I was way more into that match.
Yeah.
And I love New Day. But when it was Revival, I was way more into
that's why
we
had to get the Revival match on NXT this week.
Yeah.
They had to be like, well, here's a gift to you.
And wasn't it so good?
Hell no.
Yeah. Anyway, at least we got it. And the other triple threat, it is Raw Women's Champion Becky Lynch versus SmackDown Women's Champion Bayley versus NXT Women's Champion Shayna Baszler.
It's tough, this one.
I'm going to go first on this one because I'm going to go with Shayna Baszler.
Shani Baz.
I'm going to go with Shani Baz to pick up the win because I think this is where we're going to get our Ronda Rousey return.
I've been thinking that for a while.
Yeah.
Oliver Davis, what say you?
Well, so Becky Lynch, one of the more protected performers in the company, rightfully so because she's one of their biggest stars.
Mm-hmm.
Bayley, I can see the Lynch Baszler feud. Them getting obsessed with each other, Bayley sneaking in, getting the win.
Completely.
Mm-hmm.
And Baszler has a tremendous upside as a legit challenger with and Ronda Rousey packaging. However, it's Survivor Series. It disappoints us on a historical basis. So I'm saying Bayley.
You're going with Bayley.
Bayley, that's a good
interesting.
Choice.
That's an outside pick, I would say. Laurie Blake.
Swaying by the story of Ronda Rousey return and that being the best thing that could happen in the match, that is what I want. I want Shayna Baszler.
I thought you were going to say you want Ronda Rousey to win.
I want Ronda Rousey to be the winner.
You see, the mistake you've made there is you've picked an NXT person.
Yeah, no, yeah, I know. Well, yeah, yeah.
It's my one. It's my one NXT pick.
I think you look at all my predictions, not seeing any of that in mine.
I think that's the one NXT pick.
Yeah.
Well, you've got more chances to pick NXT because we've now got Team Raw of Charlotte Flair, Natalya, Asuka, Kairi Sane, and Sarah Logan versus Team SmackDown. Check out this lineup. Sasha Banks, Carmella, Dana Brooke, Lacey Evans, and Nikki Cross versus Team NXT, TBA.
Where's Alexa Bliss?
I guess she must be injured or something. Is she on Raw?
No, she's with Nikki Cross. She's on SmackDown. Cross, that was right, that epic trade.
Oh, sorry, yeah. I forgot.
As someone who doesn't know the value of their Pokemon cards.
I'm going to guess that she's injured or something.
Just doesn't want to, probably.
Drinking coffee.
She probably just went, that sounds crap. I feel like
giving Dana Brooke the chance.
Sorry, you're saying there are 15 people in a tag match? Yeah. In a match? No, thank you.
Minimum of 10 falls per these matches as well. Lot of pins, lot of clothesline finishes. Sarah Logan's out first.
A lot of finishers being hit in the opening 3 minutes. Yeah. They're going to rattle through. Yeah. This is a
see
hindrance.
You, Dana.
Yes. See you, Sarah.
It'll become very apparent that WWE don't want to book this format. They want to book a sort of 2-on-2-on-2. So they're going to have to rush to that end bit as quickly as possible.
It's going to end up with Charlotte Flair and Sasha Banks and someone else.
Yes.
Very quickly.
Totally.
Yeah. Who do you think is going to be on Team NXT as our resident NXT reviewer?
Ripley. Io Shirai, Bianca Belair. Mia's probably not going to be because I feel like she's too close to injury. Candice. Who else?
Dakota.
I like Dakota. I think it might just be like Xia Li. Someone who's been in the Rumble. No, big pick.
They'll know who she is.
Yeah. They've seen her before.
I'm going Team Raw.
You're going Team Raw?
With the sort of, you can't argue with this, Charlotte Flair. It's Charlotte Flair.
Flair's going over.
She's going to win.
I'm going to come to you first, Laurie Blake.
SmackDown.
Going Team Smackers. I was also going to go Team Smackers.
Smack my pickup.
Because I think there's going to be some sort of implosion between the Kabuki Warriors and Charlotte Flair. And to build the... Because apparently they've got a match at TLC. It's Charlotte and Flair versus the Kabuki Warriors to try and get their tag belts off of them so they can put them on important people. So I think I'm going to stick with... I'm going to go with Team Smackers, I think.
Smackers.
I like that reasoning, but again, you're underestimating how Charlotte Flair can still win despite those odds.
But she's win. She loses because she not only loses to Team SmackDown and Team NXT, she loses to her own team.
No.
She will still win. It's what I'm saying.
She'll overcome the whole thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You are right, yeah. No, I'm sticking with SmackDown.
Last year, Triple H won.
That was the year
previous. 2 years ago, Triple H won for both teams.
And then still somehow lost with Braun Strowman. Do you remember they nearly set that match up?
That was a good bit of selling. Yeah. I remember Triple H's face.
Right, we've also got our other 5-on-5-on-5 match. It's Team Raw of Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, Kevin Owens, Randy Orton, and Ricochet versus Team SmackDown of Roman Reigns, Mustafa Ali, Braun Strowman, King Corbin, and Shorty G versus Team NXT of TBA. They do not care about NXT invasion.
Team NXT is waiting until after War Games they're just going to tick off who's injured and who's not. But after this week's NXT, I was like, I don't think Adam Cole is literally going to make it through the weekend.
So you've got to imagine we'll get Riddle, Lee, Dijak.
Oh, these are all on the shopping list, Luke, sure. But the tins might all be dented by the time we get there. Getting from the misshapen veg aisle.
Well, I'm going to come to you, Laurie Blake, first. Who are you picking?
Not Team NXT. It's Team Raw or Team SmackDown. Who do I want? I feel like Raw. Team Raw.
And Team Raw.
Rah-rah.
Because Seth Rollins is
rah-rah.
Team Rah-rah, yeah.
I was also thinking I was going to go Team Raw. Team SmackDown is on the A show now.
Well, that's what I kind of think that too.
And I picked Team SmackDown for the women's match, and usually they go the opposite direction. But last year, Raw got the clean sweep. So,
and I feel like Team SmackDown's most likely to sort of implode and have problems.
It has got King Corbin
in it, yeah, and Shorty G having problems, and
you've also got Randy Orton, Ricochet,
yeah,
and Team Raw definitely building a feud.
Nah, but Ricochet doesn't matter, does it? Like, he's going to do a couple of flips and then get eliminated.
This is genuinely tough. But only because I feel like there's a lack of story to work around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everyone's just been running in and going, wait!
Let's
we're not going to finish any matches. They've just been playing a game of Bulldog for 4 weeks now.
I'm going to go Team Raw for reasons. Oliver Davis?
So I was going to go Team Raw. I've got to think about this tactily in Wrestle League terms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you could either just put yourself further away or...
or take over.
Leapfrog. Yeah. So
how many points do you need? 5 to get anywhere near the top. You need to make up 5 points.
But
and...
really, all he needs is just, you know, 3 points.
So I sort of need to know what Pete
needs to,
is
yeah,
making.
He needs to stay clear of Pete.
So, see, what my gut is now telling me, go for NXT.
Get the outside pick. Because there's every chance they could use this match to make a star out of someone on the Team NXT team.
His name is Finn Balor.
Well, I was going to say his name is Tommaso Ciampa because they were building on this week's NXT, that showdown between Ciampa and Rollins. Mm-hmm. So there is every chance they could use this as a springboard to create a star.
I'm so swept up in my own idea of NXT loses every match. I'm going to go for NXT.
Team NXT. I hope you're right. I really hope you're right.
Yeah. By the way, we're on purposely not picking NXT that much because of WWE's treatment of NXT, mm-hmm. not because we want them to lose, just to make that clear.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I absolutely want NXT to win every single match. Mm-hmm. Just be like,
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Right, so for the Blue Universal Championship, it is The Fiend versus Daniel Bryan.
It's still going to look red, though, isn't it? In that lighting.
He's going to have blue lighting now.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Cold hell.
Cold day in hell. I'm going to go Fiend for this one.
Surprise.
Oliver Davis?
Fiend.
Fiend. Laurie Blake?
What do you think?
Going Fiend.
Yeah, thank you.
The reports that came out today was that it's likely going to be... Fiend apparently is factored into the major WrestleMania plans, and he's going to be one of those main event matches, and it's likely going to be against Roman Reigns.
Wow. And then the Fiend will leave all of his gear in the ring.
I'm really excited about this match because I love both guys, and I thought the SmackDown segment was very, very good. Mm-hmm. If I was to be cynical, though, I think the match is going to let us down just because it's so hard to book the Fiend in a match.
They booked themselves into corners with him. And the light thing really has put me off Fiend matches. Mm. I think it's fine to do it once, like when you do it at Hell in a Cell, but then you don't do it for every match.
I just think find a try a different one. Yeah. Like, just
different
lights. Keep doing different lighting until one
spotlights.
Works.
Spotlights.
Yeah, I think spotlights following people around, like mostly dark, might work. It takes a lot of effort.
This might be a controversial statement to make, but I think the lights it's cockroaches projected on the floor.
I agree.
Like it's just a new version of that.
It's an over the top gimmick for something that's already very over the top.
Yeah, it was way better when he just beat Finn Balor at SummerSlam with regular lighting. But I am excited for the match. I was going to mention this. I'm very excited that you and I are getting the band back together for the NXT stream. But I'm gutted I'm not watching this one live.
Mm, yeah. Be me and Pete.
I think I might just watch it live at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
I might do. Oof. Probably not. I'll probably be tired.
I mean, I was going to say, like, it's going to be a 4 or 5 hour show.
Mm-hmm. You'll be synced up anyway. You'd have stayed up for NXT, so maybe. Yeah.
I've got to get up early now. You and I are reviewing it, so we're going to have to get up early to watch it regardless. Mm-hmm. May as well just stay up and watch it. But anyway, we've got one more match to get through before we get to our bonus question, and it is for the WWE Championship. Rey Mysterio challenges the Beast Brock Lesnar. Ollie Davis, what say you?
I think this is going to be match of the night, even over the NXT title match.
Because no holds barred.
I don't think the NXT title match is going to get any time. I'm saying Rey Mysterio.
Wow. Hey, going with Rey.
Are you? Mm-hmm. Fellow luchador.
You're also going with Rey as well?
It's a fairy tale. I just want it. I think also in a no-holds-barred match, like, there's plenty of options to have interference and people help Rey out so Brock doesn't look too weak in a loss.
Could we see the return
of Dominic Kane? Yeah.
Could we see the return of Cain Velasquez?
Yeah. Yeah, I think also, like...
It's funny, when you said Kane, I instantly thought of Big Red Machine. Yeah.
Velasquez, sorry. And then, I think Rey gets a final little run as the champion that lasts till TLC, probably. Mm-hmm. And then that's it.
Yeah.
We'll call time on Rey Mysterio.
It's tough. Because I hear what you're saying. But I think I'm going to go with Brock. I bet against Brock at Crown Jewel. For whatever reason, I thought they were going to go with Cain Velasquez. I thought they would do a Heymanized, we'll book this match now, and then we'll do the rematch at WrestleMania. I went in the wrong direction. And I've bet against Brock too many times in my life that I feel like I'm going to go with Brock here.
Mm. I think you're probably right. I think fundamentally we're wrong. I just think it sounds nicer. Like, I want to vote with optimism for like what wrestling could be, not what it is.
I try and vote to second guess a madman.
Yeah,
is what I do.
I think you've actually you're probably on the money with Rey winning here, because when you add the no holds barred stipulation to it, like you said, mm-hmm. that suggests run-ins. That suggests return of Dominic. And it's almost like this is the only way Vince McMahon can book Lesnar to lose is if there's 100,000 shenanigans mm-hmm. for the little guy to overcome the
Rey
big guy.
Rey summons every luchador.
Yeah.
I'm running down there.
Lucha house party!
Yeah, exactly. Lucha house party.
The most invading force of SmackDown Live.
Plus, Heyman didn't use the spoiler line.
No.
He did, but it actually wasn't a spoiler Brock wins. It was a spoiler miracle or massacre. So I think that was... That really convinced... Not convinced me, but persuaded me to vote for Rey.
I think you might be on the money here. I'm going to stick with Brock, though. But I do think we're going to get something with Rey and Dominic down the line as a tag team. I think they're going to challenge for the tag belts at Mania.
At Chicago. Mm-hmm. CM Punk could cost Lesnar. Survivor Series main events often set up WrestleMania main events in the last couple of years.
What about last year's?
Braun Triple H, don't you remember it?
That was the year previous.
there is a very, very outside chance.
Got CM Punk.
Punk costs Lesnar the match to make Punk Lesnar at Mania.
That's insane.
That's insane. It Chicago. Also then like completely...
It is Chicago. No, the roof would come off the place, but then... I think they just have to stop the show if that happens.
But surely, like,
it wouldn't matter what else happened, it just like we're stopping the show.
But it overshadows Ray winning the title as well.
Like, oh, yeah.
Just,
yeah, but well, they don't mind the story.
They don't mind doing that with Ray. They love doing that with Ray.
The story isn't Ray winning here, it's what Brock's going to do at WrestleMania.
Yeah, okay. Good point. I hear what you're saying.
But it's not going to happen. I just thought I'd say it now because if it does, I look like a genius.
And lastly, for the bonus question, will Ronda Rousey show up? Will she return? I think getting a lot of build for Horsewomen action.
Yeah, I think because of my pick earlier in the women's match, I'm going to have to say yes here just to keep on the track.
Exactly. I'm also saying yes. I could hedge my bets there and go,
yeah, you could go
I
no.
say no,
yeah, yeah.
But I've got Baszler picked earlier in the night. So I'm going to stick with yes.
So show up in any capacity.
I'm going to say in any capacity.
Like, so it could be just at ringside, just at ringside. Watch him.
Yeah.
Yep, backstage.
I'm going to say
not
yes.
Not in a video
then.
Package.
You're going to say?
I'm going to say yes.
You're going to say yes.
Glory confirmed it isn't a video package.
It's in a video package, or just spiritually.
Or if someone mentions her name.
No, I don't think we can have...
If the idea of Ronda Rousey is insinuated...
Yeah. So if they even mention her name when they go, Shayna Baszler, obviously good friends with Ronda Rousey, that's
point.
A big tick, yeah.
Becky Lynch beat Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that doesn't even have to say Ronda Rousey. Just have to say Becky Lynch... current Raw Women's Champion, because that implies
she beat She had a WrestleMania match. End of. Big tick.
If they mention wrestling, Ronda Rousey did that earlier
or
this
MMA.
Year. MMA,
owning a ranch.
Yeah.
Yep, I think we sorted that. Yeah. I think that's clear cut.
To clarify.
Perfectly good.
To clarify, it is showing up at ringside.
No.
And it has got to be at ringside.
What about the ramp?
Well, that is technically around ringside.
I don't know. Is it
just on the
in the building?
She's in the building.
In
building. Live in the building.
Yeah, not in a video package. Not being mentioned on commentary.
What if Ronda Rousey posts a vlog a week after the fact?
That does not count.
That shows she was backstage, but she was never shown on WWE. Well,
if I retroactively do it,
if I didn't get my points for Tablegate, we're not getting.
That was much clearer. That was simply. Yeah. Announcers' desks,
which they keep calling tables,
don't count.
Hashtag WrestleTalk lied.
Right, well, that's it for us then. That was some good predicting, lads.
Yeah, go over to Patreon and become a pledge hammer where you can compete in season 4 of Wrestle League to win the coveted Wrestle League trophy, emoji trophy. Remember, season 4 starts with Survivor Series, so do get involved there. Otherwise, you'll be playing catch up until Royal Rumble time. Mm. That's a long way away.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.